W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Police in riot gear are on the University of California Irvine campus, where a group of pro-Palestinian protesters barricaded themselves in a lecture hall.
I did just witness someone from the protesting crowd throw a water bottle at officers, and this is a response they get. They get officers moving in, inching closer. Those who resist will get detained, and those who are willing to leave peacefully are allowed to do so.
ABC's David Gonzalez behind the police line. President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to two debates, the first next month on CNN and the second September on ABC. Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico is in critical condition after an attempted assassination. The Mirage Hotel Casino on the Las Vegas Strip will shut its doors this summer. It's the end of the era for a property that helped transform Sin City into an ultra-luxury destination. This is ABC News. Stocks surged on the latest dip of inflation.
With this latest inflation report, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged there are Americans that are, quote, still struggling.
We understand we have a lot more work to do. We get that.
Jean-Pierre said the president continues to do what he can to bring down costs and noted there is some progress.
Inflation is down more than 60% with the lowest core inflation in 3 years, and grocery prices fell over the last 3 months. Wages are up.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
NASCAR is betting on brackets, creating a 5-race tournament next year. It's part of a media rights deal, which includes TNT. Drivers will be paired in head-to-head matchups based on seeding, with the winners advancing to the next round in a bracket format which mirrors the NCAA. For the first time ever, the French dining guide Michelin has given its coveted star to a Mexican taco stand, Tacos El Califa de Len, run by chef Arturo Riviera Martinez. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There'll be two special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state Senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in Northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Krause is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers clobbered the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The ball game started out tight. Pirates with a 1-0 lead. Sal Frelick comes to the plate, lays down a bunt.
Got a guy on first, and obviously the score was, you know, we hadn't scored yet. So I thought, you know, him falling off the base there to third would be a good opportunity for me to try to get on base there. And I thought that was the best play there, and glad it worked out.
Later, Frelick would be one of 5 Brewers with home runs today. Churio, 441 feet. Ortiz, Contreras, Sanchez, Final score, the Brewers 10, the Pirates 2. Brewers manager, Pat Murphy.
I like this team a lot. I just love the guys. You know, I don't know how good we are, but I'm not worried about comparing us. I'm just worried about guys are not coasting.
Next, the Brewers head on a three-city road trip, their longest of the season. NFL, schedules coming out. The Packers learning they're playing on Thanksgiving for a second year in a row. This time, though, in Green Bay in prime time against the Miami Dolphins. From AmFam Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight with showers developing across the area. Lows will drop to the middle 40s. On Thursday, showers will be likely. Could be accompanied by some rumbles of thunder as well. Mostly cloudy skies. Highs in the middle 60s. It's 53 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin profile from Motherhood for Good catches up with a key lawmaker from the Fox Valley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. We're going to have Congressman Mark Pocan with us in just a moment. If you want to get in line to speak with him, the call-in number is 202-808-9925 for an hour-long National Progressive Town Hall meeting, Middays with Mark. Also in the second hour of our program today, Bribery Unleashed, the Supreme Court's wealth-driven corruption crisis. Two new crimes committed by Donald Trump unmasked. How many investigations and trials will Trump have before enough is enough? And should Biden debate Trump, or is this just wrestling with a pig, you know, where the pig enjoys it and you just get all muddy? In the third hour of our program, is the GOP planning to outlaw divorce? And whatever happened to members of Congress respecting the courts and the law? And we have a guest in the third hour. Shashila Jayapal is going to drop by. She's running for Congress here in the 3rd District of Oregon. Some very weird stuff going on in this race right here in, you know, a seat currently held by my congressman, Representative Earl Blumenauer. So that's what's coming up on the program today. But first, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, Middays with Mark, in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's a current member and the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website, pocan.house.gov, pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Glad to be here. This is just another week that, bluntly, the Republicans don't have a lot of meaningful legislation, but we're in Washington. I think the dysfunction continues, even though Marjorie Taylor Greene failed miserably last week on her effort to scare the speaker. You know, the same rules are in place that allowed her to create the dysfunction that we've had for a few weeks, and I think that's going to continue. So really, honestly, I look towards November when we can change the faces of the House of Representatives in a way that can actually get legislation done that helps people again. And but in the meantime, I'm here in Washington, ready for whatever craziness they put in front of us.
Yeah, I totally get it. Apropos of that whole Marjorie Taylor Greene thing, my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong or fill in the nuance here that I suspect I'm missing. Was that basically the Democrats said, we'll step in and defend you against Marjorie Taylor Greene and, you know, a handful of wackadoodles in exchange for your facilitating aid to Ukraine. He kept up his side of the deal. Ukraine got the aid, or they're in the process of getting it, although because it was delayed for a year and a half, they're being hurt really badly by Russia right now. Many people are dying as a result of this Republican obstruction. But going forward, I mean, Johnson just showed up in New York at Trump's trial. Trump, one of the reporters, looked over Trump's shoulder. He's sitting right behind him, and he could see Trump actually marking up the notes that Mike Johnson was going to use to when he went out to speak. And he went out and he broke the gag order. I mean, Mike Johnson is behaving pretty reprehensibly. If he gets challenged again by Marjorie Taylor Greene or some other, you know, Gosar or one of these other crazies, will the Democrats defend him again?
Well, first of all, I don't think there was a specific deal. I think what happened is, as we are trying to get the vote for Ukraine on the floor, I think a number in leadership, including Hakeem Jeffries, said, you know, if this is what's going to hold them up, I think there are Democrats who are going to vote to protect. And that's what we had some people already saying, that if the vote was allowed, they would protect the speaker for that incident only. Mm-hmm. And it was very clear that was the little we did talk about it, because don't forget, Marjorie said she wasn't doing it. And then, of course, did it. So we didn't really have a group family conversation about it. You know, my position has always been either you side with the extremist white Christian nationalist Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's pulling the vote, or you side with the extremist homophobic Christian nationalist Mike Johnson. Look, I mean, it's not a choice, right? Yeah. This is their problem. They're side fighting with the rules that they put in place. I voted present, and I think if we would have had a conversation, I would have recommended more people do that. But it is very clear that this was a one-time only by the people who did say that they were going to vote to support the speaker to keep him in place for doing the Ukraine vote. But there's no guarantees going forward. This is not any vote of confidence in Mike Johnson. It was more, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene or Mike Johnson, man, I choose right. Neither.
It's like, do you want to take strychnine or do you want to take arsenic?
Yeah.
Your choice.
Exactly. Yes.
Marjorie, you know, the mainstream news take on this whole thing was that Greene got basically humiliated and that she has lost an awful lot of her political power. That seems like a pretty sudden turnaround to me. I'm wondering if you think she's going to try this again, or is this basically dead for the rest of the year, this issue of, you know, pulling Mike Johnson out of the speakership?
Here's the reality. Marjorie Taylor Greene, for all practical purposes, speaks for the Republican Party nationally, right? She's the most known Republican in the House of Representatives. She does what Donald Trump wants her to do, and she is out there doing that advocacy. What they realize is that when you do polling, America knows that she's a buffoon and she is not very popular. And I think what they are trying to do, bluntly, is trying to say, oh, no, Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't really run the party. Is that okay with you, Marjorie? really doing that, right? So I'm not falling for this for a second.
Yeah.
I know that when Marjorie says jump, a majority of members in that caucus say, how high, how fast? They are responding to what she's saying. And she is the face, for every real reason, of the Republican Party. I just think they realize that face is costing them. And Tom, I did see some polling last week, and actually by about a 5 or 6 point margin, people get it. And we are in a better place as House Democrats when you've got a majority is this tight. I understand why they're trying to, at least for show, throw her under the bus, because they're paying a price.
So do you think she's going to try it again? And if she does, is there even a remote chance Hakeem Jeffries could end up as speaker before the election?
No. I mean, you know, everything they do is all, like, you know, she just loves the camera. And
it's performance art.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I told a reporter who asked me a question, I go, why do you guys cover this? Is like flies on poop. You know, like you guys are all like, whenever she comes out, everyone comes and just listens to her. But I think the good part is she is the face and the spokesperson for the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. So every time someone's voting for a Republican in the House of Representatives, it's really they're empowering Marjorie Taylor Greene, not their own member, not Mike Johnson. And I'm fine if that's what people want to continue to see every time she gets up there and says something stupid.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Anything else you want to mention, or shall we go to the calls?
Let's do calls.
All righty. David in San Francisco, you are on the air with Congressman Mark Pocan.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Congressman, you know, America was founded on taxation with representation. And for the last number of months, the right wing have been ranting against diversity, equity, and inclusion, all of which are taxation with representation. So I've called before and talked about how the rise of the corporate state, who don't want taxation with representation. They want representation without taxation. So just wondering if you've looked at this as a talking point.
I'm not sure if I fully understand the question, David. I got to admit, I'm sorry.
Well, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and, you know, that's a part of the Biden administration, making sure that our taxes get spread out, that people have equity in the job fields, equity throughout the use of the commons, and that the right wing, especially right wing radio, are ranting about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it is taxation with representation.
Okay. Yeah. So David, what it is the personification of the racism of the modern Republican Party. You know, at one point, I wanted to think it was like 30% of the Republican Party was motivated by this. It's a majority of the Republican Party, unfortunately, is motivated by a changing demographic in this country. And they're afraid of white males not still being in charge. Unfortunately, diversity, equity, inclusion, and fights around a number of other issues that we have are really latent racist arguments, and that's why we need to fight back.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark, our National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Mark Pocan, the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. It's 15 minutes past the hour. You can find Congressman Pocan's website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, and we will be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Middays with Mark. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Switching to solar power can be a bright idea for your wallet. Here are three reasons. First, you could save big money on your electric bills. Forbes magazine says an average of $1,500 a year, and over the life of your solar, it's $25,000 to $33,000. Number two, you can take advantage of tax credits to help it get paid for and installed. Now, lots of states like Wisconsin waive property and sales tax on solar, and the federal government recently passed a bunch of new tax benefits too. Those are your tax dollars at work, so let's put them to work for you. And number three, solar panels can boost your home's resale value. Now, if you don't get enough sunlight, it might not pencil out for you, but man, that chance to save $1,500 a year is definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. Hayward.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all just hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it expires quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Middays with Mark. David in Sarasota, Florida, listening on WMNF. David, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you for taking my call. Representative Pocan, I was wondering if you would either write or sponsor a bill that would give free prescription drugs to any honorary military discharged veteran upon their age that they reach Medicare.
I'll tell you, David, I would rather deal with this in a much more holistic way for everyone. We pay the most for drugs of anyone in the world, and it's largely because of lobbyists, corporate lobbyists. Of those 15,000 lobbyists in Washington, 10% are big pharma. There's a reason why we pay more for drugs than anyone. I know, it's amazing, Tom. Yet, this is the first time I've ever seen an administration go after big pharma, negotiating for drug prices for people on Medicare, which will have ripple effects for people not on Medicare. But we need to be much more aggressive. Again, this morning, the chair of the FTC, Chair Khan, we have shortages on chemo drugs right now, Tom. And again, it's part of industry and profits that we need to really break that down. So I don't want to fix prescription drugs for some people. I want to fix them for all people. And the way we do that is you take on big pharma. And Joe Biden has been willing to where other people haven't.
Matt in East Jordan, Michigan, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Perfect weather day here in Charlevoix.
Oh, wonderful.
Just for your information. Just beautiful. Congressman, how come I just don't hear Democratic politicians yelling and screaming or, frankly, making any noise about credit card rates? I mean, we just accept 20 to 30% credit card rates as normal. And that's my simple question.
Apparently, they're up to 39% now, Congressman.
Yeah, and you know, I think there was an effort moving to kind of deal with some of the credit card issues in the Senate, but I think, as Tom mentioned just a little while ago, that effort may be a bit derailed, and part of that's the Senate rules, right? If it's not a fiscal bill, it's not a simple majority. It takes 60 votes, and you know, when you look at a few of the Dems like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, you can tell why some of those things don't get done. The industry does quite well. But I do know there are people talking about it, and certainly Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders in the Senate, among others, have been quite vocal.
Mark in Portland, Oregon. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Oh, hi. So I'm wondering, are there any billboards up in Wisconsin that show the Biden administration's usage of the infrastructure bill, saying this highway is part of the infrastructure bill by the Biden administration? I mean, is there any of this, you know, type of recognition of what these bills? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there should be in every state, right? But I'm wondering, is there anything in Wisconsin that's even saying that?
Yeah, I'm not sure about billboards. They do put signage up. That was something on every project they're doing. But I got to tell you, I saw some polling last week, Tom. It was interesting and a little depressing at first, but it gets much better. You know, and you look at the top issues for people, infrastructure is like number six. Abortion was like number five. Honestly, it's the cost of living. And the fact that we are being price gouged by big oil, and we have an oil exec who's trying to, you know, collude that we can actually point to the price that the consolidation in the food industry is so rampant that their profits are higher than ever and has nothing to do with actual inflation. It's just them ripping us off on top of things that the president has been able to work on and Democrats have been able to work on, like lowering insulin to $35, capping out-of-pocket expenses for prescription drugs on Medicare, going after Big Pharma by negotiating for drug prices, going after some of the energy costs. There's a lot out there that we are seeing as corporate greed right now. And I think, you know, the president's done a lot in this area. There's more we need to do. And we should be talking about that a lot more often, because as much as we've done the infrastructure, there's polls showing some people think they're giving Trump credit and he didn't even do this. He wasn't around for it. I think we need to address what people are talking about the most, and that's the cost of living.
Is there a concern that going after these big corporations might just cause them to pour even more money into the campaigns of Trump and his Republican allies?
You know, they're going to have money, and bluntly, the Biden campaign's doing pretty well with money right now. I think you have to go where people are at, and right now people are feeling it in their wallets, and it is price gouging. If you don't call it that, then, you know, we could lose, right, to someone who will pass another giant tax cut to the wealthiest like he did before, and then that money only benefits the people who are ripping us off.
Yeah, totally get it. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program. We're live. It's Wednesday. It's 27 minutes past the hour. You can find Congressman Pocan's website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And we will be back on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
He represents Wisconsin in the U.S. House, and he is the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Stay tuned. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families. And you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Police in riot gear are on the University of California Irvine campus, where a group of pro-Palestinian protesters barricaded themselves in a lecture hall.
I did just witness someone from the protesting crowd throw a water bottle at officers, and this is a response they get. They get officers moving in, inching closer. Those who resist will get detained, and those who are willing to leave peacefully are allowed to do so.
ABC's David Gonzalez behind the police line. President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to two debates, the first next month on CNN and the second September on ABC. Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico is in critical condition after an attempted assassination. The Mirage Hotel Casino on the Las Vegas Strip will shut its doors this summer. It's the end of the era for a property that helped transform Sin City into an ultra-luxury destination. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' recent vetoes and accuse Democrats of playing politics with everything from PFAS cleanup to Western Wisconsin emergency health care. Senator Howard Markline.
We have urgent needs across the state. The legislature has addressed those needs and has solved those problems. However, the governor put special interests and his liberal base ahead of the people of Wisconsin.
Democrats call Tuesday's session an election year gimmick. The countdown to next year's NFL draft in Green Bay is officially underway after a ceremonial handoff of hosting duties from Detroit Tuesday. Officials are expecting more than 250,000 tourists in the Fox Valley and a $90 million economic impact statewide. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Need a new movie to watch? Here's a Schwabimendation. Whether you're a wrestling fan or not, you might like The Iron Claw, a heartfelt story based on true events involving the Von Erich family. The film received some consideration during Oscar nomination season last year. Zac Efron gives a really good performance as Kevin Von Erich, the soft-spoken second-oldest son who lost all 4 of his brothers, 3 to suicide. The brothers were all wrestlers who were pushed into the field from their domineering wrestler father. The Iron Claw is available to stream on Max. Reese Witherspoon will produce a prequel series to Legally Blonde. Elle, based on Witherspoon's character Elle Woods from the movie, will be set during Woods' high school years. Entertainment Weekly says Witherspoon's company Hello Sunshine and Amazon Prime will co-produce. A third installment of the movie franchise has been rumored for the last few years now with Mindy Kaling mentioned as the potential writer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight with showers developing across the area. Lows will drop to the middle 40s. On Thursday, showers will be likely. Could be accompanied by some rumbles of thunder as well. Mostly cloudy skies. Highs in the middle 60s. It's 53 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports balls with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Senator Schumer, Senator Booker, and Senator Wyden have reintroduced the CAOA, which is the Cannabis Administration Opportunity Act. And I want people to know that in year five, if this was to pass and be legalized and the bill would go through, people like myself, who, and I'm a medical patient, I had a traumatic brain injury, Tom, and I suffer from fibromyalgia. So I have chronic pain all over my body, and I deal with horrible headaches. Cannabis was the only thing that has ever helped me.
Wow.
And the bill that Senator Schumer is proposing in year five, the excess tax would be 25%. The MORE Act in the House, sponsored by Jerry Nadler, and which has a support from over 150 advocacy groups, including the ACLU and Normal, the highest the tax would be in year five under Nadler's bill is 8%. And I just want to understand what is going on with the differencing in the House and the Senate. And there's no way anyone that I know could support a bill where I would have to pay 25% excess tax.
This is a federal sales tax, essentially, on pot. Thank you, Justin.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Congressman.
Yeah, Justin, given that we just are in the process of taking marijuana off Schedule One, treating it like heroin, tells me and pretty should tell everyone that, you know, we don't move fast when it comes to marijuana legislation. We still have the issue of banking. We're trying to get, 18 states have legal marijuana businesses, another about that many more of medical marijuana, and we still can't put your money in a bank. Don't worry about individual parts of the bill that aren't moving yet. When something moves, and unfortunately this isn't moving very fast, Justin, the debate will really happen, and I agree with you, you don't want to have a 20%, 25% tax, that's excessive. But we do have taxes on things like alcohol and cigarettes and other things, and I do assume that it's going to be something that will be discussed should it ever get to that point. But it is unfortunately, and I do mean very unfortunately, a far way off from getting to the point of being a legal product that's taxed by the federal government.
Jamie in Elgin, Illinois, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Senator or Congressman. I just was wondering, my father, who is an avid Fox listener, brought to my attention that his internet bill was going to go up because the Affordable Connectivity Program ran out of money, and in his mind, he is blaming Biden for that. And I'd like to come back to him with some sort of response as to what is going on with that and whose fault it is, if you can shed some light on it.
Jamie, no, thank you for that. I mean, it's because of Joe Biden during COVID that we have that in place, right? That saved people about $30 a month, which is a lot of money, and it helped a lot of people. And right now, we can't get congressional Republicans to move forward on it. So it's super easy and obvious. The problem is, I think this morning, I forgot the number, but it was like a scary number of people, Tom, who think that because of Joe Biden, Roe versus Wade got overturned. There's another poll showing people think that Trump did the infrastructure bill, not Joe Biden. Fox is going to be Fox, right? And Newsmax and the rest are going to be even worse. I think the best you can really do, Jamie, is explain this is something that Joe Biden did. We funded all through COVID, and right now it is Congress that isn't funding it. And you should be able to Google that and find an article to show him. I think your difficulty may be he's not going to trust news sources that aren't Fox. And Jamie, I don't have an answer for that other than, maybe figure out how to show him how to change the dial once in a while.
Yeah, change the child lock channel and lock out Fox on his TV. Lowell in Salem, Oregon, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman Pocan. This is a question related to stocks and holding corporate criminals accountable. Now, if I have an plane and I have 100 seats and I sell 220 seats, that airline can get held accountable. Now, GameStop, they sold 220% of the short contracts on the stocks. Now, how is it that no one has been held accountable for this complete and outright fraud?
And I wonder if they're doing the same thing with Trump's social media company.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of these agencies don't do it in the public and they do move slowly. So I can't say definitively, Lowell, that someone's not looking at this. I just think, you know, by the time we find out about it, it's usually because there's an action. But I can't speak definitively to the fact that no one's looking at it.
Richard in New York City, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. I was wondering, you know, further to your opening discussion about Marjorie Taylor Greene's challenging Speaker Johnson's position. I had a thought that if that happened again, do you think it would be feasible and advisable for Democrats to try and use that as an opportunity to get him to bring the bipartisan immigration bill that passed the Senate to the floor of the House for a vote if they wanted them to save him again?
Oh, great question.
Yeah, there's no way that would ever happen. Look, you saw yesterday Mike Johnson grovel and have to show up behind, you know, Donald Trump and do all that he did. They're not going to do anything that Papa Trump doesn't want. And Donald Trump is not ever going to allow that to happen. Look, this is an internal problem they have where they like to fight, and they can have all those public fights they want to because it shows how dysfunctional and unable they are to lead. But at the end of the day, you know, logic would say some of these things, but this is the current Republican Party under the cult leadership of Donald Trump with Marjorie Taylor Greene often pulling the strings. Do not expect anything constructive to happen.
Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening on KTRC. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, gentlemen. You made the statement before the break talking about how the food industry is gouging America, which I agree with completely. And I'd like to tie that in with illegal immigration. A fresh way to look at illegal immigration is de facto deregulated labor market. Wages are driven down. And if we look at that industry top to bottom, the production end of it, it's all illegal immigrants. And anybody with half a brain knows it. You know, and, you know, four private companies control like 80% of the beef market, which is crazy. Now, I would like to know how we stop the deregulated labor market, and why don't Democrats to fight MAGA for the election decide to start enforcing employment laws against all the food producers? They're clearly violating them. And I would also go to all the nice, big, expensive country clubs in red state America and start arresting those people for hiring illegal immigrants. Why don't we pursue the criminal employers? Tell me that.
Yeah, no, that's always been part of the talking points we put out there when we talk about this, because clearly, you know, we hear from business, we hear from agriculture, we hear from all these industries that want us to fix the immigration system. The problem is this is a politicized issue based on racism for Donald Trump and Republicans and MAGA, and they're not going to budge to anything that's logical. And you'd think then that maybe big business would say, well, look, this is something that, you know, hurts us negatively, therefore we'll go Democratic. Of course not, because they know that Donald Trump will pass another giant tax break like the last one, where 83% of the money went to the top 1%. And they will never speak out against that. So, unfortunately, the single best way we can deal with this is to have a Democratic House, Senate, and President to try to be able to move some of this forward. But look, Donald Trump, when he said we're not going to do anything because he needs it as an election issue, he's trying to, you know, demonize folks right now with this issue. I don't see any change.
But why isn't the, you know, I remember when Donald Trump arrested a bunch of Indian immigrants who were running 7-Elevens because they were hiring, you know, friends and relatives who were not here legally, and some, you know, south of the border folks who were not here legally. And, you know, he made a big deal about that. Of course, they were all brown-skinned people that he arrested. But, you know, he did it. Why isn't the Biden administration busting some of these big, you know, millionaire white executives for hiring people who are not here legally?
My guess, and this is totally a guess, Tom, is that once you do this, they're going to have to start arresting all the people who work for places, and then you're going to start having the ripple effects of, you know, states like Florida and Texas then just going out and doing this to people and deporting people. And I think this is part of what, you know, why we need to fix this issue. You can't just have it done by partisan governors or partisan elected officials. We need to deal with this issue.
And do it right or don't do it at all. I get it.
I think so. I think my gut tells me that.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. I also thought that when Reagan, you know, his part of his reform in 86, I think it was to eliminate basically the criminal penalties or make it much harder to enforce the criminal penalties for hiring people illegally. But I could be wrong on that. I need to look it up. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back in just a moment with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out, and for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Heart Health Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. So find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeets.com and use the code THOM, TOM, THOM. That's GetSuperBeets.com, code TOM, to get your free 30-day supply and 15% off. GetSuperBeets.com, code TOM. Back with Congressman Mark Pocan answering your calls. Marty in Wixom, Michigan, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hello, Tom and Congressman. I'm very concerned that deep fake artificial intelligence videos could really be a problem in the coming election. So I'm wondering, couldn't Congress pass legislation requiring that any AI-constructed video that makes reference to or purports to show any political candidate contain a clear, visible watermark to disclose that it was made with AI technology?
Yes, Marty. I mean, the simple answer is yes, we could. I think the bigger question is, will it happen? I think it's probably unlikely. I just saw the news accounts today on what you're talking about, that it looks like it's happened in previous elections by perhaps even foreign entities or even foreign governments. I just think when it comes to AI, Congress is not quite ready to tackle this, and that's not a great thing to say, but I think it's still a little bit, we're not ready structurally to deal with it, especially in this Congress.
Carl in Elgin, Illinois, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes, several minutes ago, you were talking about the Fox News promoting all kinds of lies and everything. Where does the FCC stand on this? At one point in my life, I was an amateur radio operator, and boy, the FCC was down on us like, a couple things. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering, why doesn't the FCC do something about false advertising and lies?
Hey, Carl, let me tip my hat to you. I am also a ham radio operator. Congressman?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Carl, I think I have the FCC, I'm not trying to be rude as I look at my calendar, coming before me on a committee very, very soon. If not this week, it's next week. And I will try to ask that question because it comes up a lot. And, you know, I think we've lost some of our control over that. And I don't see where it's on the calendar, but I will look into this.
Yeah, I think because it's on cable rather than over the air, there's a lack of regulatory power. But there are some over the air stations that carry Fox News. So they're obscure, but they're out there. So yeah. I don't know, FYI. Matthew in Orlando, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman. Thank you for supporting us and our efforts. The question's a little bit of a follow-up. It's about the big lie strategy in general and how I just recently was a victim of it when Trump said that he had 100,000 supporters in New Jersey. I took a quick glance at the pictures. I said, geez, look at that. He's got a bunch of people. And I just stayed in a state of fog for the next 2 or 3 days until finally it was debunked, and it was a big lie. And I go, oh, my God, if they timed this.
Yeah, it was a picture from a concert in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if they do a well-structured big lie right before election time and say, look, we've got all these fake BS things put together that's going to take weeks to debunk, and they're just going to blow an absolute super lie at the entire American people enough so that they'll vote on it, and it's going to take a week to figure it out. Next thing you know, they've cheated, they've lied, they've stealed, and they bullied their way into another election. This process of turning lies into money and money into lies has to stop.
Yeah, I hear you, Matthew. You know, October surprise, I think, is generally what we call that. Mm-hmm. I think the good news, at least to give you a little bit of comfort, is, you know, the way media works right now, you're not going to have to wait a week for something to get debunked. Everything is immediate, 24/7, nonstop social media. But, you know, they will do lots of things. You know, Fox, I'm sure on that says, oh, we accidentally put the wrong picture up. We just misidentified it, you know, but it's for his ego. You know, we all have to be ready and vigilant and make sure that we are communicating with our friends. I also heard some very interesting stuff, Tom, that a lot of the way information is shared now is by friends through DMs to others on social media. Mm-hmm. And I think we just have to be ready for it. If that's the way that information is being conveyed, we need to individually each take that on. And that way we're able to all participate in helping get the right information out.
There you go. Anita in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. We just have a minute and a half, Anita. You got a quick one for Congressman Pocan?
Yes, hello, Representative Pocan. We're so happy that you are our representative in Wisconsin.
Thank you.
I'm calling for Don and Anita Nelson. We're family farmers, Norwegian, by the way, and we're just east of Wisconsin Dells. And I have to tell you, there are some farmers. They aren't all in the water park. I'm concerned about the two-year colleges. In Wisconsin particularly, I feel they're important. They're important for the students. They're important for the community. And there are many young people who cannot afford to go to, down to Madison.
Right. Anita, we're running out of time, so let's get Congressman Pocan's response to you. Thank you.
Yeah, so Anita's talking specifically up in a county near her. They keep jeopardizing a two-year campus that's part of the UW system, the Republicans in the legislature. But you just remember, Joe Biden, you know, community college in 2 years, school he wanted to do for free as part of Build Back Better. He does support those institutions. And I think should we be able to reelect the president, have Democratic majorities, we can certainly move forward on that in a positive way, Anita.
That's good. Final thoughts for the week coming up?
You know, Congress isn't doing a whole lot, Tom, I'll be blunt, you know, at least useful. It's all about November, you know, so much is depending on what happens. And I think, you know, from some things I've learned, I really think each of us can do so much by talking to our friends. We just have to do that between now and November.
Yeah, there you go. Become a one-person media machine, I guess.
Exactly.
Thank you, Congressman, so much for dropping by today. It's always great having you with us.
Of course. Thank you. Take care.
Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Bribery unleashed, the Supreme Court, and the new crimes committed by Trump. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs results.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Siskel and Ebert producer John Davies and meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins the show to discuss tick season. Should be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.